I'm Susie Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Susie Larson Live.
It's only just a matter of
welcome to Susie Larson Live. Always honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Hey, do you believe that promise when Jesus, when the Lord Jesus says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future? Do you believe that He has a hope and a future for you? I pray that you do. Well, we've got an exciting show for you. Almost every year that I've been in radio, I've done this show with my friend Jimmy Page. He's got a book out titled One Word That Will Change Your Life. We've got 8 copies to give away. And what we're going to do is talk about the word that maybe God is giving you as you exit this year and enter the next year. And these are always such fun shows, but they're most fun when you engage. And, you know, we don't take calls very often on the show, but Kim Sanders is ready and waiting for your call. And so if you already know what your word is or you need some help processing it, the phone lines are open. You can call or text 877-933-2484. If you have some, you know, challenge trying to come up with the word, we would love to hear from you as well. 877-933-2484. One of the things I love about Jimmy Page when we've done these shows in the past, I feel like he's got this prophetic insight. So in years past, when people have called in to say, you know, I think my word is, and they would say what the word is, he would ask a few clarifying questions and help them kind of get their arms around what God might be saying to them for the days ahead. And I just think it's such an important concept. So we would love to hear from you. So two things here. One is we got about 8 copies of his book, One Word That Will Change Your Life. It's a little hardcover book that just helps you kind of boil down your word. You can text the word book to 877-933-2484. Now, if you know your word or you have a sense about what it is, you've got questions about that, send it in a separate text or call us. Again, phone lines are open. Man, I would love to hear your voice, and Jimmy would love to talk with you. Here's the number again, 877-933-2484. Quick announcement before we hear from Jimmy. This Friday is the show that we dedicate to the great giveaway. Not that it matters, but my birthday is a Saturday. And we always do this around my birthday and, more importantly, right before Christmas. But the point is we hope to mobilize 1,000 people to engage in random acts of kindness. And we want to know if you're with us. Would you let us know you're with us? You can go on our website, myfaithradio.com, and just say, count me in. I'm in. Or you can text in and just say, I'm in. Count me in. And on Friday, Bill will join me. Carmen will join me. We're going to hear your stories because it's almost like sending you out to the mission field. You come back and tell us your inspiring stories. And we'll give away some fun prizes just to celebrate the fact that we have a generous God. And He calls us to be generous as well. I hope you'll join us. I hope you'll step out of your comfort zone and tend to someone in need this holiday season. All right, let me tell you about my guest. We'll get him on the show. Jimmy Page is president of the Unstoppable Freedom Alliance. He's 8th generation son of the American Revolution. Love it. Author, speaker, unstoppable leadership teacher, wellness expert, American patriot, man of God. He and his wife have 4 amazing kids, and they reside in Colorado. He's a consultant, and he's a entrepreneur. He's so many things. Jimmy, I mean, your bio kind of goes on forever, so I'm just going to cut it off right here. Just because God has used you to... No, it's awesome. I mean, you've done so much with your amazing life. Welcome back to the show. So good to have you.
Thanks so much. You know, I look forward to this every year.
I do too. I always marvel when people start calling and texting in the clarifying questions you ask and the encouragement that you have for people. So I pray, friends, do engage with us because you won't be sorry. Good. I saw a call just come in. 877-933-2484. So let's start here. What has the Lord been speaking to you about these days?
Well, I love this question, and I love the fact that you always start with this. So the verse that God has really been working me over about is Philippians 1:21, to live is Christ, to die is gain. You know, it's kind of a bittersweet verse in some ways, just because, you know, the last year or two has brought with it quite a bit of loss. Mm-hmm. So you kind of, you know, when people who are really, really important to you pass away, you're kind of confronted with the temporary nature of this life and the hope of glory, you know, of the blessing of the next life. So for me, you know, I'm certain that we're made to live a full, rich, satisfying, meaningful life. John 10:10 says it best, you know, Jesus has come to give us that abundant life, life to the full. So I know that. So to live is Christ. And at the same time, that this life is so temporary, and death actually brings gain. And I've really been wrestling with that, because that's exciting to me. You know, I have a desire to live as Christ now, to make a difference, to live that meaningful, full life and influence people for the kingdom. And at the same time, I know that there is this longing for this life where there is no more fear, there is no more struggle, there is no more hardship. But that's really the verse that God has been using in my life to deepen my faith in Him.
Wow. Thank you for that. I appreciate that so very much. Again, we don't often think of, we're so afraid of death. And remember, I think in the book of Romans, it talks about how the Israelites lived their whole lives under the fear of death. That I don't think we often consider it as this graduation to eternity for us as believers, that, you know, that God has determined every day that we live. You know what I'm saying? And it's amazing what the enemy can get away with if we live under the fear of death our whole lives.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if I'm not afraid of dying, I'm living in freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm free to love more completely. I'm free to take giant risks for God. I'm, you know, because I don't have that fear of failure. I don't have that fear of the finality of death, because death is just a transfer from this temporary reality to the new one. So for me, oh my gosh, it just frees me up to not worry about what everybody thinks about me, to not be so concerned about, you know, the criticism that might come or failures that might come. None of that really matters in the end, right?
Right. Amen. Amen. 877-933-2484. In just a moment, we're going to get to, you know, what is this one word? And does it choose you, or do you choose it? Do you pull it out of the sky? I have so many questions for Jimmy that will help you. But we've got a brave soul who's called in. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing her name right. Song? Am I saying your name right, dear?
Hello?
Hello. How do I say your name?
A song, like you sing a song.
Oh, my goodness, that is your name?
Yes.
Isn't that an amazing name? Of course your name is Song. Well, you're on with Jimmy, and you've got a word. What's the word that God's given you so far?
Still, S-T-I-L-L.
Well, say more about that, and then, Jimmy, I'll hand it over to you.
Well, I have been waiting for a long time for an answer regarding my older son and his choices in life. Instead of me reaching out, lashing out in anger, I have just hid Psalm 46:10 in my heart. Be still and know I'm God, so that I am just choosing still for 2022.
Love that. What do you say, Jimmy?
Oh, I love it. It's not my nature to be still, so this is a real challenge. If it was my word, it'd be a super big challenge. Mm-hmm. But what I love about this is, you know, as a man who has older kids, you know, adults now, there's a sense of you want to always fix it. You want them to make the choices that you would make. And there's a sense of a lack of control. And what I love about this is you are transferring control from yourself, trying to manufacture it, and from your son even, and putting it into the hands of God. And I love that, because God loves your son more than you even love him. And I've had to remind myself of that in my own experience as a dad, that God has great plans for my kids. And there are seasons in their life where their decisions and their choices don't make any sense to you. You wouldn't make them. Sometimes they suffer consequences from it. But that idea of being still is a transfer of ownership and a transfer of trust that God loves your son and God is in control. And I think it's going to bring peace. I think it's going to bring confidence and patience and an expectation to watch what God does in your son's life.
Amen. And you know, Song, what a name. I mean, what a beautiful name. And the fact that God sings a song over you and he sings a song over your son is, you know, you can just know that. And when you reference Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. You know, he's like, I'm going to get the glory. But when you say be still, I did a study on that, and it means to let go, sink down, relax, and even sometimes be quiet. If the words we're speaking are speaking out of unrest, to let go, sink down into his love, relax, and then know is an actual experiential encountering of God. So it makes me wonder and just get excited about for you in this next year is how many ways you're going to encounter God. As you really learn to be still in the very areas of soul unrest, you're going to encounter God. And I can't wait to hear what that's going to be like for you, Song. Wow, thank you so much for being so bold and brave to call. And I wonder if you would pray for her. I see Tammy is calling in as well, and I can't wait to get that phone call. But Jimmy, would you pray for Song?
I sure would. Father, we thank you. We thank you for Song. We thank you for her courage and boldness, even being the first caller today. And we just pray that this year would be the year that she is able to let go and relax and sink in and encounter you in a unique way, where she trusts you fully and gives up control and watches with expectation about what you're going to do. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Tammy, we're going to take a quick short break. We'll be off. We'll be just back in about a minute and a half. But Tammy and Song, I'm just amazed by you. We haven't taken calls in a long time. We open the phones and there you are. You inspire me to no end. So don't go away, Tammy. The break is literally a minute and a half. Here's that number again, friends. Is there a word that God is, maybe it's just sort of in seed form and you need some help processing it through? Jimmy and I are here to help process, pray through with you. 877-933-2484. We got a good stack of books of Jimmy's. It's one word that will change your life. You can text the word book to 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Pray that you're having a really great day. This is such an important show. We do this every year with our good friend Jimmy Page, who's the author of the book One Word That Will Change Your Life. And we like to exit this year, enter the next year with a strong sense of purpose and focus. And we're talking about that one word. Is God giving you a word to focus on? Like Song called in and her word is still. We're going to get Tammy's call in just a moment. We would love to hear from you. Or maybe you're like, I don't know how to do this. Well, I want you to call because we'll help you process. So phone lines are open. Text line is open. We've got a good stack of copies of Jimmy's book, One Word That Will Change Your Life. Here's the number, 877-933-2484. Don't be shy. We especially love to talk with you because we can ask some clarifying questions. We can pray with you. And Tammy, thanks for holding. You're on with Jimmy Page.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're great. So good to hear your sweet voice.
Well, thank you.
What's your word?
My word for the coming year is grow.
I love it. What do you say, Jimmy?
Well, get ready, right? Get ready. I love the word grow. In fact, a couple of my kids have had that word in the last couple of years. This year, one of them does. And what I love about it is it creates a positive expectation about the future, right? It doesn't allow you to be complacent. It doesn't allow you to be negative about your circumstances because everything that comes your way can be seen as an opportunity for growth. It's like having a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. A growth mindset anticipates positive fruit. It anticipates something good coming of it, right? And growth is not always easy. It's a lot of times there's struggle and there's challenges along the way. And in fact, most of the times that you find that you grow in your life, it's usually because you do go through challenges. But on the other side of that, you're better, you're more resilient, you're tougher, you're stronger, you're more compassionate. So I would just use it to have a real positive expectation about growing personally and growing in your impact.
I love that. And Tammy, what I'm thinking too is about the soils, that when we cultivate an atmosphere for growth, when we've got that fertile, healthy soil, that, you know, what it comes out of that soil is 100 times what's planted. But as you were saying, Jimmy, it just really calls for intentionality about pulling the weeds and guarding our heart and being intentional tillers and tenders to the soil of our heart. And I get excited for you, Tammy, because I think that just increase is coming. But you're so right. With increase comes, you know, calls for intentionality, and the enemy hates it, so he'll try to snatch it. But in the end, Jesus will prevail in and through you, Tammy. So thank you for that. Love that. 877-933-2484. So, Jimmy, do you just pick your word? Does your word pick you? How does a person discern what their word might be?
Well, in the early days, I think we did just pick it. I remember when this concept started. It was back in 1999, believe it or not. It's been 22 years now. I have 22 chapters of this. In the first time that this challenge ever came about, to pick one word for the year, to drive that as a theme for the year, and to experience life change in all the dimensions of your life, rather than having all these New Year's resolutions that, you know, the list of the things you're going to get done, it became an exercise in who we were going to become. And that was the real aha moment for us. But I remember in 1999 choosing my word for 2000, and I just picked a word. I'm like, well, okay, what would be a great word for this year? And I picked it. But we've actually since then built a simple yet really enlightening process, very simple, very enlightening, where you engage with God, where you unplug from the noise and you engage with God in such a way that He can impress upon you the word that you need most for that year. So it's not a simple go pick it. It really is a simple, enlightening process to get you there.
All right. And what you say here is look in, prepare your heart, look up, discover your word, look out, live your word. So give us an example. And here's some other questions that you, I love this. You've got this little work area here. What do I need? What's in my way? And what needs to go? So let's talk about like your word from last year. What was the word? In what ways did you live it? In what ways did God surprise you with it?
Oh, it's a great question. My word for 2021 has been freedom, which has played out in some very personal and also professional ways. I remember at the time, you know, thinking, well, what's my word going to be? I actually didn't want it to be freedom. I've done this process long enough to know that God is going to be very intimate and very involved in the process if you let Him. So that look in, that prepare your heart stage is so important. What I do is I unplug from the distractions of life. I strategically disengage. I disengage from kind of that hectic pace and all the noise and social media and all the stuff that just kind of competes for your attention. And I ask myself those questions. I'm preparing my heart to hear. So I unplug and then I plug into God and I ask Him, what do I need most? What's in my way? And what's got to go? For me, freedom has played out in all six dimensions of my life, mental, physical, emotional, relational, spiritual, and even financial. And I've asked myself the question, well, if I live in freedom, what does that look like in the way I think? How does that affect the way I think? What does that look like? Well, I'm not weighed down by the regrets of the past. You know, I'm not looking back as a way to hinder my growth. I'm not so focused on the future and anxious and worried about it. Instead, I'm much more present. So for me to be free mentally, it became this exercise of staying present. Don't let the junk from the past affect your future, and don't let anything that, you know, any negativity that you might have about the future affect right now. So that's just one simple example, but it starts with that looking in, what do I need most? What are the character issues? What are the virtues that I might need that's going to help me become the person that I'm made to be?
Wow. And then in what ways did God maybe surprise you, Jimmy? We're looking back with this year almost coming to a close. I mean, I love that word, and you can sure see how God could just kind of loosen shackles and make crooked ways straight. I mean, I think without this, it seems we can settle into what we know. And before we know it, inertia sets in because there's no challenge to it. You know, we just keep doing what we know. But to kind of have a mindset you know, of who you want to become, it really, to me, gives you some kind of traction. Are there any ways that you experienced freedom that surprised you or you didn't expect?
Okay, now you're getting really personal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks so much.
You're so welcome.
Oh, yeah, you love doing this to me. I love it. Well, for me, the biggest aha moment was around emotional freedom. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you a quick story on this. I was meeting with a guy, and we were talking about certain plans for the future, and I revealed to him in this moment, I'm like, man, I can't remember last time I cried, you know? And he's like, well, dude, like, you're made to cry, you know? And he's encouraging me to experience emotion. And he said this. He said, look, your word is freedom. You want to be emotionally free. And for me, that means acting appropriately, experiencing the appropriate emotion given the circumstances, right? So if I should be experiencing empathy, if I should be feeling someone else's pain, then crying would be super appropriate. Or if I should have righteous anger, I can be angry. Now, angry in an appropriate way, of course, right? But I wanted to experience love and kindness and joy and all these emotions. He said this, pray to God that he will give you the heart of the Father, the heart of flesh, that you will now be able to help. I leave this meeting. I'm driving on these country roads here in Colorado. It's amazing. And I say that simple prayer, God, give me the heart of the Father. And in that moment, Susie, I kid you not, my heart started beating out of my chest. I wept. I cried. I sobbed in the car, experiencing this emotion around the heart of the Father. And it freed up this idea that I can, I don't always have to be tough. I don't always have to have things under control, but that I can experience emotion in a fuller way. So for me, I am way more emotionally free now than I probably have been in 20 years, maybe my whole life.
Wow. I just love that so much. And I'm thinking as you're going into the year 2021 and you're thinking freedom, and I see God up there smiling going, I'm going to make you cry. No, I'm just kidding.
Great.
Just I'm so sorry.
Cry on the call, you know what I'm saying?
All right. I just think that is so precious. I think that is, thank you for sharing that tender story. You're like my brother, so I'm poking at you a little bit. But thank you for sharing that. That's the thing, is that there's so many layers and so many nuances to our freedom and to the aspects of God's nature and his character, that if we just sort of go through life and play whack-a-mole, we miss so much. And so one of the big purposes of the show is that we would live with intentionality. And, you know, I don't know very many people who live more intentionally than you do, Jimmy. We need to break here. But when we come back, I see a few calls coming in. Way to go, Bill. Way to go, Scott. Appreciate that you guys are calling. And maybe you need some help coming up with a word. You can just call and say, this is the kind of year I've had. Help me come up with a word. I can't even tell you how much we would love that. And I can't wait, Jimmy, to hear what your word is for 22. So hang on to that one and we'll get to it. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Got a reason to praise, friends. God's been good. Right now in our midst, he's being good, and he will be good again. He's a good God. Thanks for tuning in to Susie Larson Live, talking to our friend Jimmy Page, author of the book One Word That Will Change Your Life. And we have him on every year at this time. As you exit this year, get ready to enter the next year. It's just so good to have a sense of the word that God has given you about who he wants you to become and what he wants to reveal to you about his own nature and character. So I'm asking you, call in if you have a sense of your word or if you need help finding the word. You can also text. Here's the number, 877-933-2484. We got a good stack of Jimmy's book. So you just have to text the word book to that number if you want in on the drawing, 877-933-2484. So we got Bill on from Golden Valley and Scott from Connecticut after that. Bill, thanks for holding. You're on with Jimmy Page.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. So my word is authority.
Mm. Say more.
And it comes from, we've been studying Matthew and BSF, and there's a couple chapters in here where Jesus demonstrates authority over just about everything. Mm-hmm. And it just really hit me. And the question we had was, what's stopping you that can't stop Jesus? And I pondered that for a long time, that question, and kind of reworded it as like, what has authority over my life that Jesus wants to have authority over? And it got revealed to me, I was listening to an audiobook, and there's a part of the story where a woman was lamenting about how she'll never get married. And the gal speaking to her tells her that you have to deal with your suffering. And she goes, well, how? She goes, well, here's how I do it. I take it and I cast it to the ground and I crush it with the heel of my boot. And so it really hit me that her struggle with disappointment and that she wasn't getting married was something I struggled with. And every time I was disappointed in life, it took days sometimes to get out of that spiral. I look back over my years and I'm like, man, I've lost so many days of joy. And knowing that Jesus has authority over all these things, I'm like, wow, I don't have to live there. And it was such a freeing thing to live under that authority. So it really felt like this is a word that I want to camp out on for the year and just see where other things in my life need to be surrendered to his authority. So,
Bill, I cannot even tell you how much I love everything that you just said. And what was that phrase or the question you asked? How did you phrase that? What do I allow that Jesus wouldn't? What did you say?
Yeah. Yep. Basically, what has authority in my life that I need to surrender to Jesus? So for me, that first one revealed was disappointments, you know. And we hit them every day. And I would lose hours to days to weeks to being moody and pouty and angry and frustrated. All those things would just rob me. And I thought, man, Satan is so stealth, you know. And probably 30, 40 years of my life, I've given that to him.
So, wow. I'm just stunned, and I love what he said, Jimmy. What do you want to say to Bill?
Oh, my gosh, I love this word. I have so many thoughts swirling around in my head, but the first thing I thought of was that the devil wants to discourage you. He wants you to be disappointed. He wants to divide you from God, and he's the father of lies. So if he can occupy space in your thinking, then he has control over you. It's like a foothold that becomes a stronghold. So if you no longer give him authority to hold space in your head, then you can overcome that, right? You overcome it by the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimony. It's just this beautiful picture. I have in me, the mental game is so big, right? The mental game is so big. It's giving God authority over your thinking, and it's rejecting all of the lies. We used to play a game with my daughter called Truth or Trash. And whenever those thoughts or those emotions would come in that were not true, we would say, well, is that true or is that trash? And if it was trash, we would take it over, we'd throw it in the trash. And I refuse to be discouraged. I've trained myself to give over authority to my thinking and my emotions and all of that to God, and then say, what can I learn? Can I learn something from this that helps me overcome that next time? So I'm just excited that you're taking back the authority and you're giving it to Christ so that he has full authority over the way you think and over the things that you do.
Wow. Bill, and just the way you convey your heart, I pray that God just opens more and more doors for you to share, because you've got a gift of communication and you communicate with such clarity. And I'm completely just encouraged and stirred up by Bill. Thank you, Bill, so much for calling today. Wow, that's fantastic. 877-933-2484. We got Scott patiently waiting on hold from Connecticut. Hey, Scott, you're on with Jimmy Page.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Well, thanks for your patience. Appreciate that so much.
No problem. So my word, I think, would be awareness. I guess the phrase being in the moment. A pastor just shared a sermon this past week about Jairus and how Jesus came to his aid and was on his way to help him out, but then he came upon the lady that, you know, took his attention. And I think of Jairus, you know, trying to battle through the crowd, like, come on, Jesus, we got to get going. But he was in the moment. And I think I get caught up with my to-do list and, you know, not, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to me and just having an awareness of what's right there in front of me. I think that would be mine for the year.
I love that. Other words that come to me, Scott, for you, present, presence, in his presence, the fullness of joy is found and being so aware of his presence that you're moving with him. But Jimmy, what do you have to say?
I was just thinking how important it is, because today people all around us are hurting. They're discouraged. They're down. They're beat up. They're lonely. If we are not spiritually discerning, and that's what I was thinking of when you said awareness, I'm thinking you are going to be spiritually discerning. You're going to operate in your day-to-day with your head up. I'm just thinking in terms of a physical thing. I'm going to lift up my head. I'm going to be more aware of my surroundings. I'm going to see people that may need a word of encouragement, who may need to see a smile. I mean, gosh, God forbid it. But hopefully they'll see it through your mask if you're wearing a mask. But I don't wear a mask anymore because I think people need to see smiles. But nonetheless, you lift your head. You're aware of your surroundings. You're asking God to give you spiritual discernment so you don't just rush through the day. And I believe you're going to be one of the biggest encouragers out there. You're going to dive into people's lives in a way that lifts their spirits and truly makes a difference.
Amen. And Scott, before we hang up, as Jimmy was talking, I was thinking of one of my favorite Elizabeth Barrett Browning quotes. And it says, she said, "Earth is crammed with heaven, every common bush afire with God. But only he who sees takes off his shoes. The others just sit around and pluck blackberries." And I think, you know, there's such a cosmos, there's such spiritual activity around us. And for Scott to kind of bend the ear toward heaven and to approach this next year with, "Lord, I want to be aware of your presence. I want to be aware of what you're doing in my midst, so I'm tending to your highest priorities." Because even like his example of Jairus, he was going to go help to save his daughter, and then the woman with the issue of blood steps into the scene. Well, Jesus still had the intention of healing Jairus' daughter, but even that delay was working something out in Jairus. It wasn't like Jesus was distractible. All of that had a purpose to it. And so for Scott to be able to move with Jesus, even when it doesn't make sense, is going to be the adventure of a lifetime. So that's pretty amazing. Love it, too.
Love it.
Scott, thank you for your call. Really appreciate it. Isn't this great, friends? This is why you need to call in, 877-933-2484. Madison texted in, "Thanks. My word's going to be willing. Whatever the fear, whatever the doubt, whatever the question, am I willing to bet on Jesus? Am I willing to make the move?" And the answer is yes. All right, Joyce, you've been on hold for quite a while. Checking in from Sioux Falls. Thanks for holding. I'm going to give you that number one more time, 877-933-2484. Joyce, you're on with Jimmy Page.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
I thought I would call
because I actually had a friend who gave me my word for next year. I'm a widow of 2.5 years, and I'm in my late husband's hometown, and I honestly am a lifelong Midwesterner, and I want to move somewhere where there's no snow. And that is going to take a lot of trust. And I was sharing with a friend, and so she said to me, or asked me, if I do a word every year, and I said yes, and she said, "Well, I think yours should definitely be trust for next year."
Wow. You're so brave, Joyce. What do you say, Jimmy?
Well, gosh, that could be all of our words right on. I just started thinking, man, I need more of that. It sounds like, you know, there's transition coming. And with transition always comes some level of uncertainty, some level maybe even of fear or anxiety with it. And trust is going to be the perfect word, because anytime you feel those emotions, you simply can turn to God and say, "Hey, I trust you in this process. I trust you with the change. I trust you with the uncertainty of my future, knowing that you're good and that you've got great plans for me." I love it.
I love it, too. And Father, I just pray for Joyce. Thank you that you go before her, that you got her back, and your hand of blessing is upon her head. Would you open doors no man can close? Would you provide for her in a way that takes her breath away? And I pray that the more that she trusts you, the more that she would love you and know your love for her. Thank you that you're very protective of her and you love her so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Joyce, thank you for your call. You're a brave, dear soul. Love it. All right, we got Susanna checking in from Colorado. Susanna, you're on the air with Jimmy Page.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call. And So my word that I've just gotten in the past couple weeks is deliverer. For the past 2 years, I have been through tremendous trials. I've kind of have been feeling like Job. And next week, I'm going to be going in for spinal surgery. And, you know, there's just been a lot that has been connected to that with just not being able to work. I had a business that I had to close. There was a death in the family at the same time. And there's just been multiple things. And so God has been giving me the word deliver.
I love it. And God bless you, Susanna. What do you say, Jimmy?
Well, I just, it's a very hopeful word for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it projects a trust in God that He is big enough to understand all of the trials and all the challenges and the loss that we experience and make something beautiful out of that, you know, to deliver us from it. I mean, there's so many stories in the word that encourage me. I think about the big three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who said, I'm going to be true to God regardless of the consequences, and I'm going to trust that God's going to deliver me through it. And we don't always know how things are going to work out, but we can trust the one who does, who holds the future. And He's faithful and He's good. He always is good, right? Even in the midst of challenging times, which obviously you've gone through. And hey, you're a fellow Coloradoan. So, you know, we're probably neighbors, but super grateful for that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Lord, I do pray for Susanna that you, God, would lead her through these times of loss and hardship and pain and deliver her, God, into a season of healing and redemption and restoration. Mm-hmm. Would you surprise her, God, with your goodness? I thank you that you are her deliverer. We don't have to ask you to be that. You are her deliverer. You're her defender. You're the one who restores our soul. And I pray that you would surprise Susanna once again, as I pray, just surprise her with your goodness. That's my prayer for her in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Susanna. I've walked through some of those long back-to-back crises, and when the winds of change start to blow, boy, you will start to just feel your heart come back to life again. We're going to pause here, and when we come back, Jean from Grand Forks needs some help coming up with her word, and then we'll take Leslie's call from Detroit Lakes as we hear from her about her word, 877-933-2484. Bev says, I can't call in Jimmy and Susie, but my word is behold. Behold this gracious Savior, holder of all wisdom, and maybe we will behold Him soon face to face. Behold is a beautiful name and word, Bev. All right, we'll be back in a minute. It's a good day for you. Susie Larson here talking to our good friend Jimmy Page, who's written the book One Word That Will Change Your Life. And this book came out many years ago. And I think we've done this every year for as long as I've been in radio, which is about 16 years. I'm close to that anyway, where Jimmy comes on around this time of year. And we talk about just getting a sense from the Lord. If there is a word that He wants you to focus on, about just kind of reflecting who He wants you to become. And like Jimmy's word this last year was freedom. My sense this year for my word, I'm not sure yet, but I get the sense that it's fulfillment. But there, you know, it's a powerful tool just because it helps you to kind of filter through and see God and look for Him and all the ways that He wants to just impact your life in these different areas of life. And one listener texted in and said, I love a biblical reference about where this whole idea came from. And we're going to get to that, but we've got a few calls here that I want to make sure that we take as well. Jean has been on hold for a little bit from Grand Forks and just needs a little help with discerning her word. Jean, thanks for holding. You're on with Jimmy Page.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, my word was joy, and I really struggled with it, to be honest with you. And we're doing a Bible study in Philippians and rejoice in joy, so I get it a little bit better with Apostle Paul. But I'm a family nurse practitioner and mental health and child development specialist, and I have been pushed outside my comfort zone with everything that's going on, including I've been speaking about the children and mental health needs of the children, and I started a new practice So I'm kind of lost as to what word, because there's so much conflict going on in my head and so much concern for people that are hurting, and I'm helping.
Yeah. One thought that came to me, Jimmy, I'll have you speak and chime in as well. But, Jean, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. I know we were talking about last year's word, but that is a gritty word to me. You know, that, that joy in his presence, the fullness of joy is found. It's a deeper, grittier, almost muscular word to me, Jean. And I just think of all the battering that you must have endured in this last year. And you just need to know that the Father rejoices over you. And I don't know that you'll know the full weight of even what that word even, you know, means to you till you get to eternity. But I just want to honor all that you've done and all that you've fought through. But Jimmy, any thoughts about just not only her word joy, but what God might be speaking to her about for this next year?
Yeah, for sure. First of all, thanks for being your hero. Anyone that's practicing in the medical field today under the stresses that you've had, and the complications, of course, of how people are dealing with all of these challenges. You really are a hero. And I had an opportunity a couple of weeks ago to be with a group of nurses, about 90 of them here in Colorado, and they truly are just amazing people. I was thinking in terms of, I think, a couple of options for you, and you can just let them rattle around in your head, in your spirit. Number one, I thought was new. New, that the old is gone, the new has come, you're embarking on something new, you can look for the new things. You know, in Scripture it says God is doing a new thing. He's always growing new. So there's this positive expectation. You kind of shut the door on 2021, which we're all going to be excited to do probably, and you enter into the newness. His mercies are new every morning, so your spirit can be uplifted. So new would be a word I would kind of resonates with me. And a second word would be lift. This idea, you said help, and help is a great word too, but I think help can be heavy. Lift to me, lift can be heavy too, but lifting is lift your eyes unto the Lord from where your help comes from, helping others to lift their eyes, to lift their spirits, especially when you're dealing with kids that are handling probably anxiety and depression and a whole bunch of other things. So I don't know. Those were just two things that immediately jumped off the page to me, new and lift.
What do you say, Jean?
That's amazing, because I lift my eyes to the hills is my verse on my business card.
Come on. Let's go.
So
that lift. Let's go.
That was pretty right on.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'll try lift.
Yes, that's so fantastic, Jean. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you do, and may the Lord continue. May he just, again, that's been my prayer, surprise you with his goodness, Jean, and thank you. God bless you, my dear.
Thank you so much for doing this.
So grateful you called in. Okay, Jimmy, we literally have about 5 minutes, 6 minutes most, and I want to take Pat and I want to take Leslie's call, but one of our listeners says, I want to participate in this, but I need a biblical reference. Where did this come from? Can your guest explain? So that's a lot to accomplish, two calls and that answer, but what can you say?
Well, I think for us, we're always looking for ways to tools to use that help us to become everything that God's made us to be. And at the time that this all originated, we were struggling with a ton of distraction and a ton of great plans and long, long lists of things that we wanted to get done. And we lacked a focus to really become all that we're made to be. And, you know, it comes from when Paul says this one thing, you know, I forget what's behind and I keep my eyes on the Lord. I focus on this one thing. And I love the focus of that, right? It orients you to this place of, I want to become everything God's made me to be. What's the simplest way to get there? And that's kind of where it came from. It was this idea of narrowing the focus and letting God do a work within you rather than you trying to work it out yourself and us trying to accomplish everything. I mean, we're a bunch of athletes that kind of this originated with, and this has had a lot of success with teams and businesses and families. But it was born out of the idea that it's too complex. Life is too complex. Narrow the focus down and keep your eyes on Jesus and let him bring the transformation.
You know, another passage it makes me think of is, I'm not like a boxer who misses the punches. You know, yes. I have purpose in every step. And so I think it is a very biblical concept. Okay, we're going to kind of go as fast as we can. And I hate to rush through these, but I want to get to Leslie. Pat needs help with her word, but Leslie has her word she's going to share. And then we're going to jump over to Pat. All right, Leslie, you've been holding for a while. I'm so sorry, hon. Thank you so much. And you're on with Jimmy.
Oh, what a pleasure. This is so stinking fun. I haven't talked to the show for a while. I'm a Colorado kid for over 30 years, too, but I live up here in beautiful Detroit Lakes. And the word, as I'm listening to your show, Suze, I hardly get to catch it. I did. I'm just, like, celebrating, and I want to embrace everyone you said. But calm just comes because if we're calm, we can seriously hear. And why wouldn't we want to hear what the Savior has for us? And he has so much in abundance. And these years, and I'm a server, and I listen to so many stories, and I just want to encourage. And I just tell people to be calm, and myself included, because it's real quick, like having two mamas in assisted living, and it's hard. And you just, it gets all rustled, but you can't hear Jesus if we just don't stay quiet. But in the calm, all is calm, right? Christmas season. Think about that. Think about the Savior brought us, and he promises it. He does.
I love that. And then there's another verse, too. I've calmed myself like a child, I think. Something like that. Anyway, what do you say, Jimmy?
Oh, I just think of the storms. You know, it calm for me is how do you remain calm in the midst of chaos? And it feels that way. Life feels that way a lot more now than probably ever in my lifetime. But the calmness is when you build your life on the Word of God. No matter what storms are happening, no matter what whirlwind is happening around you, you can weather the storm. And you can do it in such a way that you have that peace and presence of God with an assurance that people will look at you like, how come you're so calm? Well, it's because of the presence of God in my life. So I think it's going to be a powerful testimony, a huge opportunity.
Yeah. We should, one of these times, like halfway through the year, have you back and have these friends call in and say, this is how it's going. I think we're going to do that. Leslie, you're going to call back and say, I'm going to tell you how calm is going. And that the truth of the matter is, your words get challenged. And Pat, let's get you on because we got now a good 2 minutes to help you find your word. But everybody needs to know this. The enemy isn't going to take this lying down. So you will be challenged, but it's a good thing. All right, Pat, you're on with Jimmy Page.
Okay. I'm trying to find my word. In the last couple months, we have dealt with a lot of COVID patients. And first of all, getting my mother-in-law through, getting my sister tanked very low. And then I right now working with an aunt to get her through COVID. But all of these came out of the hospital, and the timing of me going in there to minister to them has just been so powerful the last couple months. And I have felt such a joy and a purpose in those positions, of serving my mother-in-law, serving my sister. And, you know, now my aunt, and it's been just powerful, so powerful. The Lord has been doing such a work within me, and it hasn't been a burden. It has been such a joy, and the Lord has been giving me ideas on how to work with their patients and massaging and different things, foot soaks and foot massages. And I have never seen the Lord give me such wisdom.
Pat, I'm so sorry. We are coming up. We're going to be out in 50 seconds. And so I've got to say this to you. The word that's coming to me for you is strength. You know, his strength is perfect. And that place of strength through dependence, because most people couldn't do what you're doing. And may you know this. You're strong. You're stronger than you realize. And may you know the strength of the Lord as you go places where no other people would ever want to go. God bless you. I'm so sorry that here we are up against the hard out. And Jimmy, please come back in 6 months and let's revisit see how people are doing. All right?
Would love that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Book it.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it so much, you guys. Bless you. I pray you found some encouragement here, and we'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Suze Larson Live. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, and never miss a show.